Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
So I really do search for weeks like this where I could just try to catch up on our text, as well as, because I write down some of the texts you send me, the ones I just don't have time to answer on the air, the emails you send me, as well as, yes, take your telephone calls, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. 4th of July, just around the corner. So I want to talk about how you can, if you can, and the answer is yes, by the way, prepare your dog for fireworks in just a moment. You know, yesterday I was at Animal Care and Control, Chicago Animal Care and Control, and they had an open house to show off some of the new pavilions. But what I'm most excited about isn't the results of the new construction, which is very nice. It is the results of the new attitude at Chicago Animal Care and Control. I congratulate the city of Chicago. I congratulate Susan Russell. We are moving in the right direction. I felt a feeling of optimism there, and coming from a feeling that wasn't so optimistic somewhere, you know, it was really exciting for me. I really feel that we're about to turn a corner. And part of the reason for me feeling that way, standing right next to me, was Alderman Ray Lopez. And I know the alderman is sincere about wanting to do some things for animals. You know, we can call it no kill. We can call it something else. At the end of the day, it means giving more resources to not only animal control, but all of the animal shelters in Chicago, somehow sharing those resources with one another, working with one another, which they do now, but to a greater degree to accomplish what we all want to see happen, and that's fewer animals euthanized. And in fact, Chicago does pretty well right now at this moment. So you can read what you can read in the newspaper, hear what you can hear on another radio station, perhaps. I don't know. But I do know the reality. I do know what the statistics are. And we're doing pretty darn good in Chicago. And turned a corner with cats just about a year or so ago. And that's a problem many communities are still grappling with. And we've kind of got it down. Now, can we do better? Should we do better? Absolutely. The answer is yes. And with Alderman Lopez's support, and I believe the support of everyone in Chicago. I'm talking about all of you, the community, but I'm also talking about the animal welfare organizations and the veterinarians. Without the veterinarians, we can't move anywhere. So I think it's going to happen. I'm incredibly optimistic about it, more so than I've been. I like to be optimistic anyway, but I mean more so than I've been in a very long time. Once again, so I can help you, our text, 312-981-7200, our phone number, 312-981-7200. You have behavior questions regarding your pets, let me know. Lots of emails have come in and some text I wasn't able to answer last week just because we ran out of time concerning the 4th of July. So here's the thing. There aren't many dogs that really look forward. It's not that they're not patriotic. Of course, they're afraid of the noise. And in some cases, for dogs that are very fearful, it's not only the sound of the fireworks, it is also, if you happen to live close enough where people are setting off fireworks, potentially that smell that they've never smelled before. And if you cannot smell it, it doesn't mean that your dog can or cannot smell it, right? I mean, they have a sense of smell that's about 10,000, literally, times more than ours. And they may be able to even feel the vibrations. Together, they are terrified. And if you have a pet that's terrified, tomorrow morning, and I do mean not a week from tomorrow, tomorrow morning, contact your veterinarian and ask your veterinarian about, describe what happens symptomatically. And for these pets, I believe the most humane thing that you can do is actually an anti-anxiety medication, not a sedative. A sedative just makes your pet dozy. So imagine if you're afraid of rats and you're in a room with 500 rats, and then your doctor says, here's something for you, and gives you some sort of medication to put you to sleep. Now you're struggling not to fall asleep. You don't want to fall asleep in a room filled with rats if you're terrified of rats. In fact, in my personal opinion, that's a bit inhumane to do. So what we want is a true anti-anxiety medication that plays a bit with the brain chemistry, adjust it just a little bit so your pet isn't quite as afraid. It may make your dog a bit dozy, but it's really about adjusting that brain chemistry. And there's a new product out. It's a new drug. It's called Celio. It's an oromucosal gel. What did he just say? You actually rub it on the dog's gums. It's kind of incredible technology, really. And again, it's specifically for calming, and it's without sedating, which is actually a good thing if you understand how I'm describing that. But there's lots of other products out there and lots of things you can do as well. So if your dog has sort of mild anxiety, we'll call it, then what you can do is just say, hey, dog, let's go down to the basement, you know, a room that you can shut certainly close the windows, close the blinds, pump up the music so your dog is not hearing the fireworks. I wouldn't put on rock and roll music so much. Classical music, we know from studies, as crazy as this sounds, it actually does help potentially to calm dogs. And then using some other products. One that I really like is called Adaptil. It's a copy of a pheromone. So when mother dogs, there's another name for that, but I'll just say mother dogs, nurse their puppies, there's pheromones in there. A copy of one of those pheromones to help calm puppies is a product called Adaptil. It can be a plug-in that you plug into the wall, or there's a collar that will obviously go wherever your dog goes if you put it around your dog's neck. So I'm a fan of that product as well. So if these dogs are not inconsolable, if they can be distracted, distraction's a good thing too. So have the kids play a game, you know, with a ball, or if there aren't your kids around or the kids want to go see the fireworks and not play with the dog, you could stuff treats inside any number of toys or low-fat peanut butter, low-fat cream cheese, that kind of thing. It'll give your dog occupational therapy, something to do as those fireworks are going off. So some dogs can be distracted with other things to do, helped a bit by closing the blinds, putting the dog in a room where the dog cannot see the fireworks, as I described, with the music pumped up, right? Other dogs, no, it's just more serious. You need to do more than that. There's a whole long list of products that can help. I just mentioned a few of them. And better than me rattling them off on the radio, on my blog post, on my website, you can see them. That's stevedale.tv. I list them all. I do want to say one more, and that's the Thunder Shirt. So this can help a lot of dogs who have anxiety about thunderstorms, obviously. That's what it was made for, but can help dogs who have concerns about fireworks as well. Our phone number, 312-981-7200. I have some text here at that same number, 312-981-7200. A question about going to neighborhood festivals with dogs, as one example. Next on WGN. The text question is, I live on the north side of the city and want to take my dog to a neighborhood festival. Is that a good idea? Well, it really depends on the dog. So a couple of concerns I have are about the loud sounds there. It also depends on the neighborhood festival. Do they allow dogs? But I'm assuming they do. Many do. So if they do, if the dog is going to be content or even happy, a lot of dogs love the commotion, love the attention, especially dogs brought up in the city, but many dogs do not. And if the dog does not leave the dog home, I'm also concerned about the weather today. So right now, it's nice and cool out, but later today, I think that Shawnee said it's going to hit 90 degrees. I mean, that's kind of warm. So bring water with you. Make sure at times at least you're in the shade. I mean, dogs do not handle heat as well as we do, and 90 is tough for us to handle sometimes. So I don't know the age of the dog, so an older dog maybe not, just because of the temperature. And if the dog is going to have a good time there, sure. The other concern I have is that dogs sometimes scarf things up off the ground, and some dogs hunt for those things, and it's a no-win proposition if you're at a food festival because there's so much on the ground, and some of which can be dangerous to your dogs. I'm talking chicken bones, rib bones, that kind of thing. 7 minutes before 7 o'clock on WGN, some texts have come in that I will read in, as soon as I turn around to look at them here. Steve, thank you very much for the nice show. Bright news about animal care and control. I appreciate that. Steve, my dog barks at the door all the time. I really don't know why. I don't think there's anyone on the other side of the door. Well, it could be for attention. It could be your dog is really hearing something outside and knows that, all right, when I hear something outside, it's the door that people actually come in through, even though there's no one on the opposite side of your door. It's hard to say, but what you can do is try to distract the dog and give the dog something else to do. I said I would talk about ticks, and in fact, I have a question here about that. Can you tell me about flea and tick products and which ones I can buy at the store? The answer to that is none, zero. Talk to your veterinarian. Here's what happens. You go to a big box store and you pick out a flea or tick preventive and you pick one out based on, I don't know, the color of the packaging of the product, or maybe the product has a German Shepherd dog on it and you happen to have a German Shepherd mix and you kind of like it for that reason. Or maybe it's the product that's on sale. None of those reasons, or maybe it has a buzzword like all organic, none of those reasons is a good reason to buy the right product for your family, for your pets. That is a conversation you should only, in my opinion, have with a veterinary professional. Now, about ticks. Tick disease, and I've talked about this before on the radio. Get your pen out. I'm going to give you a website. Tick disease is more rampant than we would ever think. Now, the WGN listening area is quite wide and large, expansive. And there are people listening to me in way out suburbia. There are people listening to me right now in Wisconsin and even Minnesota, where there's no question, no doubt, that tick disease is prevalent. In Michigan, for example. What about the heart of Chicago? Yeah, it's even here. Because what has happened over the years is, for a variety of reasons, tick disease and tick numbers, and where there are ticks, there's tick disease, have been on the rise in America. No one knows exactly why, but there's some suspicion as to why that's the case. But it is the case. There's no question, there's no doubt about that. And over the years, people from the heart of Chicago go up to Wisconsin for a weekend, or maybe Minnesota or Michigan. They come back with their dog, and their dog comes back with a tick or two or three or four on the dog. The ticks drop off in the city, and there's lots for ticks to eat in the city. There's unprotected dogs or cats, for starters. Potentially people, absolutely, of course. There's people here, right? A lot of people. You wouldn't think the ticks would be here bothering or biting people, but that is the case. Never mind little bunny rabbits and squirrels and birds even, you know? I mean, city rats. I mean, the list goes on and on. If it moves and it's living, a tick will bite it. Ticks are not discerning at all. So what have we got? We've got ticks repopulating and a growing population of ticks, even here in the heart of Chicago. And as I said, it's happening all over. And where there are ticks, there's tick disease. Talk to your veterinarian about prevention, or check this out. It's a national initiative that I'm working on, and I'm running out of time to even talk about. It's called Stop Lyme. The website is simply stoplyme.com. Or go to my site, stevedale.tv, and look for programs, I think, is the tab. And under that tab, there's a drop-down box, and similarly, one of those boxes is Stop Lyme. StopLyme.com for more information. Steve, I want to know the name of some of those products you didn't mention on the air for dogs that are afraid of fireworks. Mine is. Well, you know, there's too many to really go through. I mentioned, I'll say some again, though, because I do have a text that also says, say that new product that you mentioned earlier again. So it's an oral mucosal gel. You actually rub it on the gums of your dog, and it's called Sileo, S-I-L-E-O. But the only place you can get it is through your veterinarian. But there are many other products as well. Some work better than others, and it really depends on the fear level of your dog as well as the individual dog. I mentioned the Thunder shirt, and there are a couple products like that. One's called the Storm Defender, and the other's called Anxiety Wrap. Your dog looks like a superhero because your dog is wrapped in something and has a cape that blows in the wind. It's really quite impressive, actually.